For KBIA News, I'm Katarina Sestarek. The American Civil Liberties Union of Missouri has filed a lawsuit seeking to force the state to recognize same-sex couples who were legally married outside of Missouri, saying a failure to do so is a violation of equal protection. Some of the eight couples say they were unable to get health insurance for their spouse because their marriage was not legally recognized. Others want the protection of marriage to be able to make decisions for their children or other relatives. Though the case alleges a federal civil rights violation, ACLU legal director Tony Roddert says it was a conscious decision to file it in state court.
This is an issue that Missouri should handle, that Missouri judges and the state of Missouri should handle itself without federal judges intervening.
Shortly after the ACLU officially announced the filing Wednesday, a federal judge in Kentucky struck down that state's ban on recognizing out-of-state same-sex marriages. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon weighed in on the ACLU lawsuit yesterday while speaking with reporters at Jackson Middle School. Governor Nixon has stated his support in the past for same-sex marriage.
Well, I don't think we should be discriminating people against people based on what race they are or sexual orientation. And I would hope that the legislature, as I said in my state of the state, would get that bill to my desk.
The governor added that he would prefer the legislature or voters decide the same-sex marriage issue instead of the courts. Late yesterday evening, a federal judge ordered an Oklahoma pharmacy to not sell an execution drug to the state of Missouri. The drug the state hopes to use in an upcoming execution is made by the Apothecary Shop, a compounding pharmacy in Tulsa. The judge says the pharmacy cannot sell the drug to the Missouri Department of Corrections, at least until after a hearing next Tuesday. His decision comes after death row inmate Michael Taylor sued the pharmacy, saying the drug would likely put him through severe pain. Compounding pharmacies are not regulated by the Food and Drug Administration, and their products have a high risk of being substandard. The Apothecary Shop did not return a request for comment. Taylor is sentenced to die for the 1989 rape and stabbing death of a 15-year-old girl. His execution is scheduled for February 26th. Medical personnel who wish to opt out of participating in procedures that violate their religious beliefs are one step closer to being allowed to do so legally in Missouri. The State House granted first-round approval for such legislation. Marshall Griffin has details.
The bill is sponsored by House Speaker Tim Jones. He says it's needed to protect health care workers from a, quote, over-intrusive federal government.
I think we would all presume that a Catholic hospital would probably not want to provide abortions and would probably not do that. But we have government inserting itself in all sorts of areas it probably shouldn't and forcing people to do things they probably shouldn't.
Opponents argued that the bill specifically targets women and their health care needs, as the procedures listed in the bill also include contraception and in vitro fertilization. It needs one more vote before moving to the state Senate. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
10 Democrats joined the GOP majority in voting yes, while a lone Republican, Chris Mullendorp of Cass County, voted no. A Missouri House committee has endorsed legislation requiring voters to show official photo identification at polling places. The House Elections Committee on Wednesday adopted a bill and a proposed constitutional amendment to implement the change. Republicans supported the measures and argued they were necessary to prevent election fraud. The bill would let people obtain one government-issued ID free of charge. It would also allow voters who can't afford an ID or were born before 1941 to cast provisional ballots. Some Missouri House members have filed legislation that would make them subject to the state's open records law. The legislation was introduced Wednesday by Democrat John Mayfield of Independence. It follows a 2013 report by Republican state auditor Tom Schweik that criticized the legislature for adopting a double standard on open records. The legislature has interpreted the Sunshine Law to apply to the full House and Senate, committees, and staff members, but not to individual lawmakers. That means documents and emails in the possession of individual lawmakers are considered exempt from public disclosure. Mayfield said his bill to make individual legislators comply with the Sunshine Law would bring greater transparency to the legislature. The bill has 22 co-sponsors. Some Missouri Republicans want management of the national park that includes the Current and Jack's Fork Rivers taken out of the hands of the federal government. Veronique LaCapra has more on the latest political battle over the Ozark National Scenic Riverways.
The National Park Service has proposed a management plan that would somewhat restrict tourism activities in the Ozark Park, which draws more than 1 million visitors each year. But this week, some state and federal politicians came out against the plan. They say it would hurt local businesses and that the state should have control of the park. Among them is Missouri Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder, who criticized Governor Jay Nixon for writing a letter in support of the federal plan.
That letter is a disgrace. and no one who is listening to the people could possibly have signed it.
In his letter, Nixon said the Park Service proposal strikes what he called an appropriate balance between protecting the Ozark Riverways and allowing their continued use for recreation. I'm Veronique LaCapra.
National Football League prospect Michael Sam publicly came out over the weekend. Although some critics have expressed concern about the league being ready for a publicly gay player, Sam's former college coach says he hopes Sam's new team treats him like his college team. KBIA's Christopher Husted reports.
University of Missouri head coach Gary Pinkel says he's proud of the courage Sam has shown by announcing he's gay. Sam is an All-American and co-defensive player of the year in the Southeastern Conference. Pinkel says Sam has overwhelming support from his coaches and teammates because the team emphasizes respect for diversity.
If you're part of our family, you're part of our football program, part of our team, you know, we are going to be respectful of the differences amongst us and embrace and support each other.
Pinkel says he hopes Sam's draft position won't be affected by his sexual orientation and that the NFL recognizes societal changes. Christopher Husted, KBIA News.
The chairman of the Missouri House Budget Committee says lawmakers will probably approve funds needed to keep a St. Louis County school district afloat. Chairman Rick Stream says students in the Normandy district should finish the year in their classrooms. For KBIA News, I'm Katarina Sestarek.